Good morning and welcome to Wisconsin Public Broadcasting's coverage of the 2015 Inauguration Ceremony, live from the Wisconsin State Capitol Rotunda in Madison. I'm Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I'm Zach Schultz of Wisconsin Public Television. In the next 90 minutes, Scott Walker and other statewide elected leaders will be sworn into office. The theme for this inauguration is Wisconsin's future, with a focus on children.
Governor Walker will be joined by his wife, Tonette. His two sons, Matthew and Alexander, will be the masters of ceremony. The children of Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and other elected leaders will also play a role in today's inauguration ceremonies.
Republican Scott Walker is the 45th governor of Wisconsin. He defeated Democrat Mary Burke last November. Both the Wisconsin Assembly and the Senate will also be controlled by Republicans. And before we get to the actual ceremony, we will be hearing a little more music, including from the National Guard 132nd Army Band.
Oh,
Well, that was the 132nd Army Band, and we are here at the 2015 inauguration. And, of course, Sean, the governor's not the only one being sworn in today. The lieutenant governor, the attorney general, and, of course, both chambers of the legislature.
Right, and any inauguration is a grand affair. You usually see the Capitol, always see the Capitol decorated for these events. Even more so this time around. I think you're seeing multiple stages this time around. The governor speaking from a different location in the Capitol creates kind of a chamber with the state of Wisconsin seal behind him. And there's sort of a national stage for this as the governor weighs a potential presidential bid.
Yeah, it's no secret that the governor's talked about looking at a run for president. And he knows everyone's looking at everything he does from that perspective, framing it, is this talking to Wisconsin, or is this talking to a national audience? And there certainly will see hints of that in the speech that we're about to hear. So it looks like the ceremony is about to get underway.
See everybody standing and a big round of applause as Governor Walker makes his way into the rotunda. He said after the last inauguration, he kind of took a mental snapshot of the crowd.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Matt Walker, and I'm honored to be here alongside my brother Alex to serve as Masters of Ceremonies for today's inaugural event. Welcome to the Wisconsin State Capitol, where we will swear in four constitutional officers of the state of Wisconsin, including Wisconsin's 45th governor, our dad, Scott Walker.
Now, please rise as the national and state colors are presented, and then remain standing for the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. Our color guard is comprised of members of the Wisconsin National Guard, accompanied by the 132nd Army Band of the Wisconsin National Guard. Our Wisconsin National Guard is 10,000 members strong, made up of courageous men and women from across the state. The national anthem will be performed by the kids from Wisconsin, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts from across the state.
Join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Order, arms. Center, place. Forward, march.
Thank you to the kids from Wisconsin for performing the national anthem and to the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please be seated. We'd like to recognize and thank all of our performers for their contribution to today's inaugural ceremony. These performers include the kids from Wisconsin, the Falls Baptist Music School Choirs and Chamber Orchestra, the Bruce Guadalupe Community School Jazz Band, the Green Bay Girl Choir, the Wadukadotting Ojibwe Language Immersion School, and the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. We also would like to thank the Wisconsin National Guard's 132nd Army Band for their participation in this historic event today. Today's inauguration is being broadcast live on Wisconsin Public Television and on Wisconsin Public Radio. We are joined by citizens across the state watching the ceremony via live stream on the internet. And thank you to everybody who has been involved in the broadcast and the webcast for making sure that this ceremony is accessible to every resident in Wisconsin. We now welcome the daughters of Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. Here are Violet and Ella Clayfish to give the invocation.
Will you bow your head and pray with us, please? Will you bow your head and pray with us, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
Thank you for blessing us and helping Wisconsin grow in your hands.
We thank you for everything you have given this state, the people, the places, the fact that everyone in this state is blessed with you.
Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Wisconsin has many needs: jobs, good schools, safe roads, people to keep us safe, and wise elected officials.
So today we approach the throne of grace with confidence to receive your mercy and find your grace.
May God bless the governor, his family, lieutenant governor, and all elected officials. Please bless the state, the ceremony, and the next 4 years. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
What an incredible job from you guys. Thank you, Violet and Ella. It is a privilege for me to welcome two of Wisconsin's former governors, the Honorable Governor Tommy Thompson and the Honorable Governor Scott McCallum. Thank you for being here and for your service to the state. During the past year, Wisconsin lost a former governor, Governor Patrick Lucey, and so our Father has asked that we pause for a moment of silence in his honor. We would now like to recognize the public servants who are leaving office today. Kurt Schuler is leaving his position as Wisconsin State Treasurer, which he has held since 2011. And Wisconsin's Attorney General, J.V. Van Hollen, is also leaving office, who has been serving since 2011. The State Superintendent of Public Instruction is also with us here today. Thank you, Superintendent Tony Evers, for your joining us here today.
Additionally, it is our pleasure to recognize and introduce justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court with us today. Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, Justice David Prosser Jr., Justice Patience Rogensack, and Justice Annette Kingsland Ziegler. Thank you for your service to our courts and to our state. The leaders of the Wisconsin State Legislature are also here with us today. We are pleased to have with us from the State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Majority Leader Jim Steinke, Speaker Pro Temp Tyler August, and Assistant Majority Leader Dan Knodel. And lastly, Minority Leader Peter Barca. And and then from the State Senate, Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling. Before the oaths of office are administered, we will enjoy a performance by the Green Bay Girl Choir. Thank you to the Green Bay Girl Choir for your performance today. It is now time to inaugurate the constitutional officers who have been properly and legally chosen for their offices. Chief Justice Abramson will now administer the oath of office. Madam Chief Justice, I have the honor of presenting Matt Adamczyk, who has been elected to the office of Wisconsin State Treasurer and who now wishes to take his oath of office.
Please raise your right hand and repeat the oath of office after me. I, and state your name.
I, Matt Adamczyk.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully
discharge the duties of the office of treasurer to the best of my ability so help me God. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Treasurer Adamczyk. Now we would like to welcome to the stage the daughters of Wisconsin's incoming Attorney General, Mackenzie and Haley Schimmel.
I'm Mackenzie Schimmel.
And I'm Haley Schimmel. I am so proud of my dad and all he has done. He has taught me and my sister the difference between right and wrong.
He also taught us that nothing is impossible and that if you work hard and are determined, you can do anything you want to do. He always puts others before himself, which is why he has dedicated his life to public service. I have always known that my friends and I are safe while he was district attorney, and now I am glad to know that the whole state will be safe as well. I am proud to introduce our next Attorney General, my dad, Brad Schimmel.
Know the school, the way to do it, right? Would you please raise your right hand? It is raised. And repeat the oath after me. I, and state your name.
I, Brad Schimmel.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Attorney General.
Of the Office of Attorney General.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First and foremost, I thank God for His grace and for granting me this opportunity to serve Him and the people of Wisconsin. I would also like to thank outgoing Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen for the team that he's established over the last 8 years. I now have the awesome privilege of leading that team. I love this state very much, and the best part of running for office was meeting the amazing people and seeing the startling beauty and diversity of her 72 counties. The toughest part of campaigning was being away from Sandy and the girls, but they are what motivated me to run for Attorney General. You see, we have a great state in which to live, work, play, and raise a family. But like any place, we have serious public safety challenges. And I believe my kids and yours deserve a safe Wisconsin. The campaign is over, but our fight continues. Until yesterday, I was district attorney of one of Wisconsin's largest counties. I spent 25 years as a frontline prosecutor in that office. I have dealt with victims of every kind of evil you could imagine, and some you would have a hard time imagining. But in the 25 years, the toughest challenge I've seen has been the heroin and prescription opiate epidemic. I've dealt firsthand with heroin, and I am sick of meeting with parents who had to bury a child lost to drugs. I am committed to fighting the scourge of heroin that is gripping this state. And I'm putting the drug smugglers and dealers on notice. You are public enemy number one. We will also continue to take the fight to internet predators and human traffickers, and I resolve to make our college campuses, neighborhoods, and main streets safer. The challenges I face go beyond public safety. Wisconsin leads the nation in manufacturing. Wisconsin farmers feed the world. Wisconsin deserves an attorney general who will ensure the rules and laws are applied with an even hand. Enacting the laws is the job of the legislative branch. Authority to interpret the laws belongs to the judicial branch. The Attorney General is responsible for enforcing the laws the way they are written. And you have my solemn promise that under my leadership, the Department of Justice will put aside politics and be Wisconsin's law enforcement agency. I'm ready to put my experience to work to help keep Wisconsin safe. For 25 years, I've worked side by side with the brave men and women on the front lines of law enforcement, and they have been heroes to me. And I pray today and every day that God protects them in their work. And as much as I ensure drug dealers that they are public enemy number one, I ensure our law enforcement community that they have no stronger partner than the Wisconsin Department of Justice under my leadership. And they will have my commitment that we will work together for a safe Wisconsin. Thank you for this opportunity to serve, and God bless the great state of Wisconsin.
Congratulations, Attorney General Brad Schimmel. Now please welcome Ella and Violet Clayfish again.
She's a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a pet owner, a volunteer, a Christian, an artist, an optimist, and a lieutenant governor. We don't know how she does it, but she does it.
I love Mom. She's an inspiration to everyone and a success story that features a loving mother who becomes something amazing.
To take her oath, please welcome our beautiful mom, your Lieutenant Governor, Rebecca Clayfish.
Would you raise your right hand as you have done, and would you repeat the oath after me? I, Rebecca Clayfish.
I, Rebecca Clayfish.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office of Lieutenant Governor.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Lieutenant Governor.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish. Violet and Ella are always stealing our thunder, so.
There's plenty left.
Yeah. Now let us pause briefly to enjoy a performance from the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. Please join me in welcoming them. Thank you to the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra for your wonderful performance. Now we'd like to welcome Chief Justice Abramson for remarks before administering the final oath of office for this ceremony.
Governor Walker, constitutional officers of the executive branch, and honored guests. I've attended many inaugurations in my 38 years on the court and 18 years as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And today we will have inauguration of the executive branch officers and legislators. Inaugurations are always wonderful events. They're a celebration of our elective system of government and the people of this great state. In these inaugurations, all three branches of government will be represented: executive, legislative, and judicial. Each branch is independent, separate, and co-equal. We're separate, independent, and co-equal, but today, as in other instances, you will see cooperation and coordination among the three branches. Each branch is to be respected in our system of government, and each branch should work as planned in our system of government. Each branch has a task. The court's task is not well known. In fact, the judicial branch is the least known branch of government. The judiciary's task is to settle disputes peacefully according to the facts and the law. The judicial branch's function is to be neutral, fair, impartial, and nonpartisan. We are to settle disputes not on the personal views of the judges, not influenced by outside forces, but on the basis of the facts and law presented in court. This, as the executive and legislative branches, is an important function in our system of government, and I am delighted today to represent the judicial branch and represent that we are an independent, nonpartisan branch of government that cooperates and coordinates with the other three branches. And so I return this microphone to the master of ceremony, who is going to introduce someone well known to him.
Madam Chief Justice, we now have the honor of presenting our father, the Honorable Scott Walker, who has been reelected to the office of Governor of Wisconsin and who now wishes to take the oath of office.
You're going to raise your right hand before I say so? Fine.
He knows the drill.
He knows the drill, right? Please repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Scott Walker.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of governor.
The duties of the office of governor.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Getting a little eager up here. She wanted to skip her introduction. Well, you've heard from her many times. You know, it wouldn't be my dad talking if my mom didn't introduce her first. But so please welcome me in joining the First Lady of Wisconsin, my mother, Tonette Walker.
Aren't we proud of our children all the time? Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today to be part of this special event that means so much to our family. Scott has accomplished many things professionally as a public servant and personally as a wonderful husband and father. Three elections in 4 years can take a toll on a family. And while there have been some tough times, when you have a strong, supportive, faith-driven husband like I do, it makes the journey even easier. The people of Wisconsin first elected Scott in 2010 to be the great state's 45th governor. Since then, he has worked tirelessly day in and out to make Wisconsin a better place to live and work. Scott is focused on growing the economy, letting hardworking taxpayers keep more of their money, developing the workforce, transforming education, and reforming government. I stand here today very proud of my husband, the 45th governor of the state of Wisconsin. I'm proud because of his efforts to build a brighter future for our children, voters in our great state have rewarded him with another term to keep Wisconsin moving forward. Aside from all of his many accomplishments as governor, he still finds time to be a positive light in the community and sets aside plenty of family time. When I first met Scott, I had no idea the decisions we had made over the years would have led us here to this moment. But I am so glad they did. Please help me in welcoming your governor, Governor Scott Walker.
Thank you. Please be seated. Before I acknowledge anyone else, I would like to introduce my good friend, Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, Gary Wetzel. Gary? Chief Justice Abramson, members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Governor Thompson, Governor McCallum, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, Attorney General Schimmel, Treasurer Damchek, Superintendent Evers, members of the state legislature, not only those introduced before, but I'm going to introduce my good friend, incoming Senate President Mary Lazick as well. So thank you, Mary, for being here. My sons are good, but I think they overlooked that one on the list. So thanks to all of you for being here as well. Tribal leaders, General Dunbar, and all the other members of the armed forces here today and those that you represent, not only those serving today, but all those who've served in the past, Reverend clergy, family and friends, and most importantly, fellow citizens of the great state of Wisconsin. Today, I want to thank God for His grace, for the privilege of living in such a remarkable country, and for growing up in the greatest state in the nation. As the son of a small-town pastor and a part-time secretary in Delavan, it's quite an honor to serve as your governor. Thank you for that cherished opportunity. I thank my family, my wife, Tonette, who's been my rock and an amazing first lady over the past 4 years. Our two sons, Matt and Alex, who've done an outstanding job today serving as our masters of ceremony. It's amazing what 4 years can do to you. My parents, Lou and Pat Walker, who've always set a powerful example of how to serve others. My brother, David, my sister-in-law, Maria, my two beautiful nieces, Isabella and Eva, and to all my other family, both those I was born into and those that I married into, thank you for all your love that you provide to me day in and day out. Thanks go out to all who are participants in our ceremony today. In particular, I am grateful to the members of the 132nd Band and to all the other members of the Wisconsin National Guard, not only for your services today, but for the ongoing support of our brave men and women, many of whom are deployed even as we speak. Our prayers go out to each and every one of you. And a special thank you as well to our outstanding veterans who have served our country so faithfully. We salute you. And personally, I want to thank all the people across Wisconsin who have offered your support and prayers to my family. We are so very grateful. You see, years ago, Tonette and I sat down and prayed about getting in the race for governor. We knew statewide elections are tough, but we were willing to make the sacrifice to ensure that our sons would grow up in a Wisconsin as great as the one we grew up in. Thankfully, because of our reforms, Matt and Alex's generation is now growing up in a Wisconsin that is even better. They are young people like my sons, as well as the daughters of the Lieutenant Governor and the Attorney General. The kids from Wisconsin, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, the Green Bay Girl Choir, the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, the Falls Baptist Music School Choirs and Chamber Orchestra, the Waduka Dating Ojibwa Language Immersion School, and the Bruce Guadalupe Community Jazz Band. Each of them here today represent the sons and daughters from all across this great state. Our children are leading this inauguration ceremony as a reminder of our big dreams for them and for the future of this great state. The founders of Wisconsin had a grand vision as well. These ideals are laid out in our state's constitution that now rests right here in this rotunda. After the preamble, the start of this treasure document now reads, "All people are born equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." These are powerful words. A few moments ago, I took an oath to support this Constitution and the Constitution of the United States. I take that oath seriously. Unlike other places around the world, this document says that in Wisconsin, it doesn't matter what class you were born into or what your parents did for a living. Here, our opportunities should be as equal as possible, as equal as possible. But the outcomes, well, those outcomes should still be up to each and every one of us. In Wisconsin, we understand that true freedom and prosperity do not come from the mighty hand of the government. They come from empowering people to control their own lives and their own destinies through the dignity that is born from work. In Wisconsin, we understand that people create jobs, not the government. Those who choose to employ, be it one or many, are to be appreciated and encouraged so as to prosper and increase employment for others in the future. In Wisconsin, we understand that the best way to improve lives and strengthen families, as well as raise wages, is to assist people to get a better education and to acquire more skills. This is how we grow household incomes while putting people to work. Since I last stood at this podium, our state has become more free and prosperous. We took the power away from the big government special interest and returned it to you, the hardworking taxpayers. More people are working and fewer unemployed. School scores have improved, and more of our students are graduating from high school. Our retirement system is the only one fully funded in the country. The state's pension and debt ratio is one of the best, and Wisconsin's bond rating is positive. In contrast to the politicians along the Potomac, we get things done here in the Badger State. There is a clear contrast between Washington and Wisconsin. We have been good stewards of the taxpayers' money and lowered their tax burden as well. We've shown why the founders of this great nation looked to the states and not the federal government as the source of hope for this exceptional country. We will not let them down. Now we have a grand vision for the future, a dream of freedom and prosperity for all who live in the great state of Wisconsin. We will help our fellow citizens, regardless of mobility or income, station or status in life, to achieve the education and skills needed to succeed in their chosen occupations. This will not only help fill the positions that are open today, but will build confidence in employers that they can create new jobs and find qualified workers to fill them. We will ensure that every child, regardless of background or birthright, has access to a quality education. For many, like my sons and me, it is a traditional public school. For others, it may be in a charter, a private, a virtual, or even a homeschool environment. Regardless, we will empower families to make the choice that is right for their sons and daughters. We will reduce the size and scope of government to match the will of the people. State agencies will be merged to make them more effective, more efficient, and more accountable to the public. We will continue to weed out waste, fraud, and abuse. Budgets will be set based on the taxpayers' ability to pay and not on the government's ability to spend. We will build the needed infrastructure to support a thriving economy, a transportation system to assist major industries like manufacturing, agriculture, forest products, and tourism as a key part of this infrastructure. So is broadband internet access to connect every part of the state to the global economy, and cost-effective and reliable sources of power to fuel our growing economy. Overall, everyone in this state, should have an opportunity to live their piece of the American dream right here in Wisconsin. For some, that dream might be succeeding in their chosen career and maybe even starting their own business someday. For others, that dream might mean owning their own home. But for many of us, that dream is as simple as ensuring that our children live in a place that is better than the place we grew up in. As mentioned, Tonette and I decided to run for governor years ago, many years ago, because we wanted our sons to grow up in a state where they and future generations have the opportunity to dream big and work hard to make those dreams a reality. After traveling this state, I believe that we're not alone. Visiting factories and farms and small businesses on a frequent basis, I find mothers and fathers just like Tonette and me. They work hard each day for more than a paycheck or a title. They work hard so that their children can have a better life than they did. That's what I want for Wisconsin. Working together, I believe that we can create a state that is even better than the Wisconsin we grew up in. Help us realize that dream of freedom and prosperity for all. For the sake of the children at this ceremony, for all the others like them across this great state, and for countless generations yet to be born, we cannot let them down. We will not let them down. We will move Wisconsin forward. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the great state of Wisconsin.
Please join us in offering our congratulations to our dad, Governor Scott Walker. Now please welcome again the Falls Baptist Music School Choir and Chamber Orchestra.
America!
What a great job again. Falls Baptist Music School Choir and Chamber Orchestra, thank you so much. Today at 2 p.m., we invite you to join representatives of the Wisconsin State Assembly who will be sworn in during a ceremony in the Assembly Chamber. In addition, recently elected members of the Wisconsin State Senate will be sworn in at a ceremony in the Senate Chamber, which will also take place at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Our benediction will now be given by my grandfather, Reverend Llewellyn Scott Walker.
Thank you.
If you're able to stand, if you would do so and join me in prayer now. Dear Lord, we thank you for a state that looks forward and the opportunities for becoming greater and serving more people, for making it possible for us to become all that you desire us to be. And we pray that as we swear in these new leaders, that you will bless Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish and the other elected officials, that Wisconsin may continue to be a place where there's opportunity, where freedom is expressed, and where there's the ability to put into practice all that we believe and make possible. Bless us now and in this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
On behalf of Governor Scott Walker, the constitutional officers, and the government of the state of Wisconsin, thank you for being here for this historic event. This concludes our inauguration ceremony. Thank you for sharing in the celebration of our democracy as we celebrate the progress of moving Wisconsin forward. Thank you.
Watching live coverage of the 2015 inauguration ceremony from the State Capitol Rotunda in Madison.
This concludes Wisconsin Public Broadcasting's coverage of the inauguration. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.